where they live, where they work.
Okay.
So.
Oh, right. So if they went to Vail or whatever, they would just pick stuff up there.
Yeah, I see it over at Eagle. They have a big Walmart store. And Eagle and Vail are in the same area.
I see.
And then down the other way, Slida has a Walmart store.
Right.
And, of course, we're fairly close to Denver.
Yeah, not too far. Is there a town in between Slida and here? What is it?
Buena Vista. Well, there, right. Let's see. Yeah, well, that's... There's several little towns, but that's...
That's kind of a major one in between. Do people call that a different thing besides Buena Vista?
Bueno, it's a Spanish word, and I suppose it's actually pronounced Buni. A lot of them call it Buni.
Right.
Buena Vista.
Okay.
I think it's really said Buena.
Buena?
Buena Vista, or something like that.
Okay. Let me ask you something about... well, we were talking about your parents earlier. What would you have called your mother? Besides mother, is there another name you would use for her?
Mom, M-O-M.
What about your father?
Dad.
Okay. And is there another word you have for parents that you might have used for them to say?
Folks, F-O-L-K-S, I guess.
Maybe folks.
My folks, yeah.
Okay. What about your grandparents? Do you remember how you addressed them when you were younger?
Grandma and Grandpa. Okay.
Do you you mentioned that you had children.
I had one boy that died when he was 10 months old, and then I have the one son now. He's, I guess he's 52.
Mm.
And he has two children, so I have two grandchildren.
Okay.
Boy and a girl, and I have one great-granddaughter.
Excellent. Where do they live? You may have mentioned it.
Down near Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay. Do you see them much?
They come up during the summer, and they're going to come up for Christmas. And of course, Bill and Zell are going to go down and be with their granddaughter at Christmas, and then they're coming back here. So, and they're flying in, so I have to be with my granddaughter and great-granddaughter.
What do your grandchildren think about Leadville? Do you?
They like it.
They like it a lot. Yeah, it's kind of a neat town.
Well, they were born here.
Oh, really?
Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. My grandson was born in Austin, Texas, when Bill was still with the government in the first... He worked for the government for several years, and then he, his next assignment, I think, was Washington, D.C., and he's going to have to be there for probably a couple of years.
So he works for the federal government.
So he quit his federal job, went to work at Climax, and then when Climax folded, he went back to the federal job.
Mm-hmm.
And so my granddaughter was born here, but my grandson was born in Austin, Texas.
Hmm. Would you also call it your grandchildren, your grandkids? Would that work?
Grandchildren, grandkids.
Okay. At one time, you may have called your son your kid. Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you still? Or is that not something you would say for him?
I call him Billy, and I think, well, wait a minute, I better call him Bill. It sounds a little more grown up.
Yeah, kids get a little sensitive about that sometimes.
He doesn't seem to be. He's pretty good natured.
Oh, really? Yeah, I should be more like that.
But he bosses me around a lot.
Does he?
That's all.
Yeah. When you talk about raising Bill, is that what you, how would you say it? I raised Bill, or is there another way of saying that you might use?
Hmm. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. Might you say you brought him up?
He just grew up.
Yeah. Did he resemble you or your husband in some ways? That people used to talk about?
He's probably more like me than he is his father, was his father.
Okay.
Ed was a very quiet, not a very demonstrative person.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I show my affections.
Mm-hmm.
But Ed, I think the only time he ever told me he loved me was when we were married.
Really?
And then just before he died.
Wow.
So, you know, that was...
He's a true Finnish guy, isn't he?
Well, I guess he was.